Candy was trying to feed Kimba and realized he was locked out of where his food was. So she went over on the other side by the staff offices and heard her yelling. So I ran over and she said, "He's got my arm." And I saw him with her arm in his mouth. And when I ran over, he let go and she fell to the ground.
Were you able to lock him away, or how did he, you said he let go, did he just go away?
He just let go, but he was pacing all around her. Mark came and dragged her away from there. I tried to use my fanny pack as a tourniquet. Mark used his belt, which worked better. And then Mark and Gina took over at that point.
You want to tell him?
She pretty much explained what Mark did. When I got there, he had just pulled her away, so I grabbed, I could see that the arm was detached at the shoulder, that it's barely hanging on by a little bit of skin underneath. So I knew immediately there's a main vein under there. So I put pressure underneath the armpit where that vein is, and had him put his belt tighter up on the shoulder blade. So we just kind of cut off the circulation. I had Jane go get ice packs to pack her arm with so it could be saved, hopefully. And we just kept talking to her. We got history and physical on her before the ambulance got there, so we knew what kinds of things she would be allergic to, or whatever any medical condition she has, or blood type even. Mm-hmm. But we just kind of kept her talking. We put her feet up so she wouldn't go into shock. And I think that's about it, really. We just waited for the paramedics to get there, and we helped them load her onto the ambulance because they had to keep that arm stable from ripping off the rest of the way.
Any idea how long between the attack and the ambulance arriving?
Honestly, it felt like forever because I was like, is the ambulance coming from Newport Richey?
Yeah.
You know?
I guess about 15 minutes.
At least, yeah.
At least.
I don't know.
Least.
You can see
they went to the end of E.T. Street and called and said they didn't know how to get here.
Oh, wow.
So then I had to talk them down the road and then tell them how to get here, and then within a couple of minutes after that, they got here.
So me calling Afton, which was after you called the ambulance, and then me calling her husband, which was after I let the ambulance in, was only 10 minutes.
Okay. So
did that give you a little longer?
It just felt longer.
Yeah.
It did.
It always does. So.
Yeah. Between Lauren calling me, and I missed her call, and Gail calling me, which they just left out the back gate, was a total of 20 minutes.
Okay. So about right. Yeah.
And somebody said she's going to St. Joe's.
St. Joe's, Maine.
That's, I asked the guy so that when I called her husband, I could give him that information. And I left that in both the messages that I left with him, and I told him my phone number in case he needed more information.
She wants everybody to know that she feels stupid because she can't believe she did what she did. She doesn't want anything to happen to Kimba. She said that she just wasn't thinking, and she stuck her arm in there. So she did give the story what she did, you know.
So I asked what had happened because I didn't know. By the time we got there, everything was already going on. And she said that the two doors were down. She lifted this door.
On a tunnel?
She lifted the door up and then noticed that the other door was clipped. So she stuck her arm in to take off the clip.
And he was
next when he got.
Yeah.
And, well, was there anybody else that had anything that they saw or wanted to make sure that I know about for future?
No.
Okay. I'll let it run. So, I mean, you guys did amazing, absolutely amazing, and thank you so much. It probably saved your life. Did you need something?
Do you know where St. Joe's Maine is?
It's on
Martin
in Havana.
Thank you.
3001.
You probably saved their life, and you may have saved their arm even by thinking and putting it on ice, or when you would nurse or something.
Yeah.
So thank you for being here and doing that. And I was telling Jamie, you know, I know everybody feels really bad about this because we all love Candy so much. And she's such a sweet person. And I'm sure it was just a momentary, like, oh, and never
really
even
was.
She thought about it.
She feels so stupid is what she kept saying. We're like, just, you know, worry about you, but she just feels awful.
But it's that kind of instant misjudgment that could cost you guys a limb or a life. And I want you all to stay safe out there because these cats are dangerous. And I know a lot of you are really concerned about the sanctuary and what people are going to think about something like that happening here. But the reason you guys are here and doing this hard work every day is because of those breeders and dealers that are pumping their cats out into the public and abusing them. And so you guys are such heroes, and you have nothing to be ashamed of in what happened here today. I love every single one of you, and I just want you guys to stay safe. As you can see, FWC's already called me. The helicopters are from the news, of course. Every time there's an ambulance call, it's going to be the media that follows on that. And I know you guys are going to be wanting to talk about it in your social posts and stuff like that, but just please be courteous to Candy, because even though there was a mistake, it was something any of us could have done in an instant of not thinking. Is there anything else you think I should do? You're the smart one in this group. I'm just the emotional one. I know you're back there keeping score. Okay, we should talk about this.
If anybody has any questions or anything that they want to say, I think like now is a good time when we're all here.
I guess my question is, I've already had 6 volunteers like message me, like I'm seeing a headline, I'm seeing this.
Yeah,
so I guess
I'm getting it too.
My mother has called, are you okay? Like it's out. So how should we?
I'll do an important update and then I'll give that to our social team to put out on social media. But I needed to figure out what all had happened.
Yeah.
So that's why I needed to call everybody here.
There was just, like you said, it's a mistake that any of us could have done if, you know, our mind was somewhere else. It's just we got to really pay attention to the alert. And she really, really feels bad about it. Like, she was just horribly depressed over what she did, you know. And it's like, we were just trying to tell her to, you know, be okay. Yeah. But, yeah, she's upset.
Yeah. I just want to thank you guys again.
All of you. I mean, you all just jumped right into action. Thank you so much.
I guess the only other thing is, if anybody doesn't feel comfortable asking anything right now, feel free to email Carol. And as well, if anybody feels like they might need some kind of counseling or brief, you know, talk it out out loud thing, that is available too.
What do we call that group?
Grief counseling?
Well, this is the important update.
The woman's name is Kim Lannon. So she also likes messages on Facebook a lot, but she doesn't care if she loves it.
So maybe if you could just update her, so she knows if there's people that might be reaching out to her about this.
Good idea. Anything else?
I don't know if this is appropriate, but I'm just curious. Should Kimba's care be designated now to different people for a little bit?
I don't know that it was a Kimba issue so much as it was just an
instinct.
I think a lot of the concern and the questions I'm getting is that are they going to try to force us to put Kimba down?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what everybody's thinking, and that's the emails I'm getting. Like, I see somebody was bitten. What's going to happen to the cat?
The CDC, anytime someone is bitten or scratched, can force us to kill the cat, cut its head off, and test it for rabies.
He should be on quarantine for the next
30
days.
Yeah. They've never done that to us before. Yes, because the person who's been bitten or scratched just said they didn't want it to happen. But they could choose to do it even despite the person saying that. So that's why it's so important that we never allow them to get a hold of us, because that can be forced on them.
Okay.